Thank you, Lynn, for joining us. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lee Bristow. I'm the CTO for Affinity Risk Solutions, and I'm sitting here with Lynn, the CEO for Affinity Risk Solutions. And you know, one of your key elements within your portfolio is partner management. So in your own words, what do you think is the most important part of partnership and also in terms of the growth of Affinity, and how could those partnerships actually influence it?
Thanks, Lee. It's lovely chatting to you today. And sure, just in the word partnership, for me, just the word itself is that both parties equally benefiting from working together. So for Affinity, our partners are integral in terms of the success of our business, our taking our solution to the market. We believe our solution is very fit for purpose for today's market. And our partners are at the coalface. They're solving problems, and together we really can take a very powerful solution to their clients that you know really enable them to digitize, to automate. And so really that's a strategic alignment between us. And so that's really where the sweet spot lies with our partners, is being able to collaborate and take that to market together.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the key elements when it comes to partnerships with Affinity is those partnerships often mature customers to a certain level that they're actually able to adopt technology. So, you know, we often have to work with partners and go through a journey with them so they understand where technology comes into the people and process kind of life cycle. And I think maybe it's worth unpacking, you know, some of those elements as well.
So the interesting thing with, you know, automating a process is, you know, there's certain processes that you want to have certain parts in place to be ready to automate. And certainly there are certain of our solutions that will take you from that, you know, you might have been at an ad hoc level, you got yourself to repeatable, you now defined you want to automate, and that's the time to really pull Affinity in so that we can automate your processes. Yeah. There are other areas that are so new to the market and new to our clients that we can leapfrog. You know, we can take them with our partners, we actually take them on that journey to say, right, this is a brand new competence you want to implement. You don't have to take the next year, 2 years, 3 years to go on that long journey. Let's leapfrog you. We know what good looks like. Our partners know what good looks like even more so. And so they really take their clients on that journey to get them there in a relatively short space of time, in line with leading practice. You know, the standards are already in place. So it really does fit both purposes. One, you know, we've gone on this journey, we're ready to automate. The other one, this is a new thing, let's just leapfrog. Both are equally possible.
Kind of the picture that I've got in my mind is it's almost like, you know, old school is landlines, then it was cell phones, then it was ADSL, and then it was fiber. It's like kind of skipping all of that and going straight to fiber.
Absolutely. And so there's certain areas that they're so brand new, you don't need to go through each of those steps. And we really do rely on our partners to determine where and when their clients are ready. And that's the important thing. They're with their client on a journey. And they will be able to determine whether it's one of those leapfrog scenarios, and they can go straight on to fiber in your scenario, or no, you know what, we need to lay down the people side, we need to establish some manual processes first, and then we will automate. And that's really where we work closely with our partners in terms of timing, you know, really bringing the Affinity solution in when it makes the most sense for their clients, that they get the right value at the right time. There's nothing worse than bringing a solution in and the timing's wrong and it doesn't land, and now we've wasted money. And you know, from a Affinity perspective, we want our solution to land well, we want it to be sustainable, we want it to become part of the business, integrated, and that's really, you know, integrated risk management. And that is, you know, at the heart of the Affinity solution.
I think it's, you've touched on something that is really important there, which is the Affinity platform actually integrates into that organization and actually forms part of their people process universe. So, you know, kind of tapping, changing slightly and kind of, you know, looking forward a little bit to the future, so 2022, 23, 24, What do you think the dynamics are that will change, and what will be the next best or big thing that will come in terms of partnerships between Finity and our current and future partners?
So Lee, sure, such an ever-changing space that we're in terms of risk and compliance. And you know, when we look at it, there are processes that we know and understand, and they mature, and our solution is equally mature in those types of those areas.
Yeah.
Whereas if we look at a hot topic, data protection.
Yeah.
There's been quite a journey for a lot of organizations and a lot of professional services firms. What does good look like?
Yeah.
How do I establish this process? How do I establish the right structures? How do I determine what that process looks like? How do I make it sustainable?
Yeah.
Through our professional services partners in particular, I think they've really gotten to a point of now it needs to be sustainable. It needs to be embedded, as you said earlier, integrated.
Yeah.
And so I really see a lot of those processes that were possibly very manual. Another example is your ISMS, which was often very manual process.
Yeah.
Our partners are ready, our clients are ready to automate those processes, to integrate technology into them so that they become part and parcel of their operational processes.
Yeah.
And from Affinity perspective, that's really where I see this next year, 2 years, is where we work very intentionally with our partners around those areas that they want to digitize and automate with their clients. That's something that I really believe, if we work together, we'll work on the right solutions where the market is ready for that automation.
Yeah.
That's really, if I look forward, where I see those solutions going.
So when it comes to partnerships, I mean, one of the key elements is the sustainability of a partnership. And maybe you can just kind of elaborate on how we do it differently.
Great question, Lee. From a partnership perspective, we really want to work with our partners for the long term. It's not a short term type, quick turnaround, quick exercise. We want to build for the long term. We want to build our solution in lines with where our partners are going, where they see their clients are going, where they're going strategically. So really a partnership in terms of how we take our product to market, but also in terms of how we build the product and our strategic direction for the Finity platform. So definitely a long-term relationship with our partners, for new partners wanting to join, to give them an opportunity as well. As they join, they're gonna benefit from what other partners have built with us before. So great for them to join. They will go on this journey with us, and we really, from our side, would love to go on the journey for the long term. To build the Finity platform, to grow it as the market grows, and to make sure that we stay on target in terms of where the market is going and where our partners are going strategically. So that's really our intent around partnerships.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you very much for your time, Lynn. I think the partnership program that you've developed and that you are taking to market really is landing well. And I can't wait to see what 2022 and 2023 brings in terms of new partners and existing partners just exploding.
Thank you, Lee. It's been great. Just talking through it with you. I'm excited about the year. I'm excited about our partners and the program that we're working on with them.